1930年的纽约
1930s New York
一位中产女性掏出十美元
A middle class woman pulls out $10
从高档百货专柜买走一罐包装精美的 Quarmloo 脱毛膏
Bought a can of beautifully packaged Quarmloo depilatory cream from a high-end department store
比钱相当于今天的$180她
This amount of money is equivalent to $180 today
用奢侈品的价钱买回了一罐浓度约7%的她化合物脱毛膏而
She bought a can of her own homemade depilatory cream with a concentration of about 7% for the price of luxury goods.
这种重金属化合物当时正广泛出现在老鼠药配方里。
And this heavy metal compound was widely used in rat poison formulations at that time.
下来的每个夜晚，他
Every night after that,
都在往身上涂抹着重金属金
He was applying heavy metals to his body
精准狙击自己的神经系统
Accurately target and damage the nervous system
整个过程里这
Throughout the process
这罐老鼠药披着高端护肤品的外壳
This rat poison is disguised as a high-end skincare product
完美避开了所有联邦监管的雷达那
Successfully avoided all federal regulatory radar.
这罐下水道里的化学刺客到底是如何一步步爬上中产女性的梳妆台的源头得切回1861年的实验室
The source of how this chemical assassin from the sewer eventually made its way to the vanity of a middle class woman can be traced back to a laboratory.In 1861,
英国化学家克鲁克斯和法国化学家拉米几乎同时提纯了一种新金属。他
British chemist Klux and French chemist Larmy almost simultaneously discovered a new metal.
这玩意儿刚一露面就发出了警告。
As soon as it appeared, it issued a warning.
法国化学家拉米刚做完实验，双
French chemist Remy, after completing the experiment,
双腿就当场剧痛。
My legs were in excruciating pain.
提了人类历史上最早被记录的他中毒体验卡之一，重金属。
He introduced the earliest recorded metal experience card in human history, which was the metal experience card.
他从出道起就毫不掩饰他那冷酷的做派对人体神经系统能展开精准打击。到了1890年代
From the moment she debuted, she has never concealed her cold demeanor. She was able to precisely target the human nervous system, which was a breakthrough in the late 1890s.
医学界把他请上临床试验台
The medical community invited him to the clinical trial table.
试图用他化合物来抑制结核病人的夜间盗汗。
Attempt to use his compound to suppress night sweats in patients with the disease.
结果相当魔幻。
The result was quite magical.
盗汗没止住。
Sweating hasn't stopped.
头发却掉光了。
My hair fell out.
他离子一进入人体
As soon as he entered the human body,
精准阻断了毛囊细胞的粮道
Precisely blocked the nutrient supply to the hair follicle cells,
执行了物理上的斩草
Physically removed the weeds,
除根1898年巴黎的皮肤病专家萨布罗看中了这个副作用
In 1898, the dermatologist Sacro in Paris saw this side effect.
拿他去给小孩治头癣。
Take him to see a doctor for a child's fungal infection.
想靠暂时脱发来清理真菌。
I want to use temporary hair loss to clear the fungus.
这位大夫对这头重金属怪兽相当谨慎。
This doctor was very cautious about this monster.
药膏浓度死死。
The ointment concentration is too high.
捏在1%。
One of the classics.
并且严禁大面积涂抹。
And it is strictly forbidden to make large-scale graffiti.
就算这么谨慎
Even if you are so cautious.
萨布罗还是发现这玩意的神经毒性随时会反噬。
Sabro realized that the poison of this thing could turn against him at any time.
吓得他当场清空药柜，彻底拉黑了。
He was so scared that he immediately emptied his medicine cabinet and blacklisted it.
他医学界就此敲锤定。
This has been confirmed by the medical community.
这是一种能够严重损害神经系统的高危毒药。
Because it is a highly toxic substance that can seriously damage the nervous system.
老百姓的日用清单上
In the daily shopping list of ordinary people.
绝对不能有
Absolutely not.
他进入1920年代被巴黎病房扫地出门的化学刺头。
He was a chemical whiz who had been kicked out of Parisian hospitals in the 1920s.
转头就在工业除虫界混到了铁饭碗。
Turned around, and the industrial insecticide was mixed into the iron pot.
化工企业提纯出硫酸。
Chemical enterprises produce sulfuric acid.
它简直如获至宝。
It was like finding a treasure.
因为这是完美的工业刺客。
Because this is a perfect industrial assassin.
无色无味。
No color, no smell.
对，老鼠啃。
Rat gnawed.
下着加了料的诱饵。
This bait with added ingredients.
味觉系统连个报错都不谈，得等上好几天。
The taste system doesn't even have a bug report.
他梨子才会慢条斯理地瘫痪了。
She was slow and deliberate in her movements.
老鼠的神经系统。
The nervous system of the rat.
这种延迟发作的机制。
This mechanism of delayed onset.
把鼠群骗得团团转，在美国农业部的档案柜里。
The group of rats were fooled into turning around in the USDA's archive room.
记录了 Ecoso, Retox 等各种他老鼠药品牌在。
Records various brands of rodenticides, such as Ecoso, Retox.
各大农场和下水道里大杀四方。
Rampaging through farms and sewers.
成功确立了双重身份，病房里的高危毒药以及老鼠药里的主要成分。
Successfully established the high-risk toxins and the main ingredients in the rat poison.
与此同时
At the same time,
咆哮的20年代重塑了西方女性的衣柜，无袖连衣裙。
The roaring 20s redefined women's wardrobes with sleeveless dresses.
与透明丝袜的量产。
With the mass production of transparent stockings.
把女性的腋下和小腿暴露在阳光下。
Expose women's armpits and legs to the sun.
相关企业联合时尚杂志。
Related companies collaborate with fashion magazines.
把女性体毛包装成粗鄙的社交绝症焦虑症
Turning female body hair into a shameful social taboo
制造出来了
Made it
可技术却比较拉胯
However, the technology is relatively poor
物理剃毛留毛茶硫化钡脱毛气味刺鼻
The physical removal of hair follicles The smell of sulfur And the smell of hair removal Are all pungent
且烧皮雷辐射脱毛
and burn the skin with laser radiation
还得抽时间去诊所照光
still need to find time to go to the clinic for an eye exam
美国中产阶级的梳妆台上急需一款无痛能断根
what a pain to have to cut off a route
还能在家随手用的化学武器
chemical weapons that can be used at home
女人的容貌焦虑与仓库里的老鼠药在1930年的纽约街头完成了一次精准的商业对决。
The woman's anxiety about her appearance and the rat poison in the warehouse perfectly collided in the streets of New York in 1930.
撞1930年
In the spring of 1930,
春，纽约商人科拉卢布林翻开了32年前。
The New York businessman Clark Lubin opened a business 32 years ago.
萨布罗的医学报告。
Sabro's medical report.
在商人眼里。
In the eyes of merchants.
医学上的毒理副作用就是印钞机的启动钥匙。
The independent side effect in medicine is the key to starting the printing machine.
他跨过皮肤病学家的安全红线。
He crossed the line set by the dermatologist.
把工业级醋酸铊直接拌进香氛雪花膏。
Mix industrial grade vinegar directly into the scented snow cream.
成立了 Coremlu 公司，化验单显示。
The company Ruemmulu showed a test result.
这罐脱毛膏里的醋酸。
The vinegar in this can of depilatory cream.
它浓度约为 7%.
Its concentration is about 7%.
一罐10克的膏体裹着700毫克的重金属。
A jar containing 700 grams of heavy metal.
这个剂量远高于当年萨布罗治疗头癣的废弃配方。
This dosage is far higher than the discarded formula that Savro used to treat the first choice.
卢布林给这罐老鼠药贴上奢华标签。
Bublin labels this mouse poison with a luxurious label.
定价10美元。
Price, $10.
这可是当时普通工人两三周的收入。
This is the equivalent of the income of ordinary workers for 2 or 3 weeks.
昂贵的标价成了最完美的物理防御。
A high price is the most perfect physical defense.
摆在梅西百货的橱窗里。
Displayed in the Macy's window.
谁会怀疑贵气逼人的奢侈品？
Who would doubt the luxurious and expensive goods?
其实是廉价老鼠药的主要成分呢。
In fact, it is the main component of cheap mouse poison.
在包装盒上
On the box,
关于化学毒物的字眼也被抹得干干净净。
The words related to chemical toxins have been completely erased.
这场投毒能顺利铺开。
This poison can spread smoothly.
全靠国家提供的法律温床。
Rely entirely on the legal framework provided by the state.
翻开1906年的纯净食品和药品法管辖范围。
Refer to the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906.
仅限食品和药品，化妆品一词在联邦法典里属于法外之地。
Only food and drugs and cosmetics have always been outside the scope of the federal code.
这意味着
This means that
Coremlu 依法免于毒性测试依法
Mulu was exempt from the blood of the three-grain porridge
无需公开成分 FDA 官员依法无权上门查水表
No public ingredients FDA officials are not authorized to come to your door to check your water meter
在毫无监管的裸奔状态下
In a state of nakedness without any supervision,
产品说明书更是丧心病狂的。
The product manual is outrageous.
下达了物理渗透指令。
Issued a physical penetration instruction.
建议厚涂并整晚保留，长达一整夜的贴合。
I recommend applying a thick layer and leaving it on overnight.
给重金属预留了充足的作案时间。
Heavy metal has provided sufficient means for the perpetrator to act.
上市仅一年，销售报表突破12万罐成吨的工业老鼠药成分。
Within 1 year of its launch, the industrial rat poison has sold over 120,000 cans, reaching a ton.
披着护肤品的外衣被合法涂抹在全美女性的皮肤上。
Wearing the disguise of skincare products, it is illegally applied to the skin of American women.
1930年底
Late 1930,
这场重金属中毒开始集中爆发。
This heavy metal poisoning began to concentrate.
大批女性带着诡异的体征。
A large number of women with strange symptoms.
挤爆了各大急诊科，症状早已超越了皮肤过敏。
The symptoms have already exceeded skin allergies.
脱毛。
Hair removal.
不仅发生在涂抹过的局部。
Not only in the smeared areas.
连头发、眉毛也成片掉落。
My hair and eyebrows are also falling out in clumps.
同时出现了视神经萎缩。
Simultaneously appeared optic nerve atrophy.
多发性神经炎。
Multiple sclerosis.
甚至完全瘫痪。
Even completely paralyzed.
毒药涂在嘴唇周边，报废的却是腿部肌肉和眼球。
Poison was applied to the lips, but it was the leg muscles and eyeballs that were damaged.
这种指东打西的空间错位。
This spatial displacement, which is like pointing east and saying west,
直接坐实了病理机制。
To directly establish the underlying mechanism,
重金属已经杀穿了表皮。
The heavy metal has penetrated the skin.
顺着全身血液循环完成了一场大清剿。
Successfully completed a full body circulation massage.
1931年2月21日
February 21, 1931.
美国医学会杂志终于发表通告，点名 Coramlu.
The American Medical Association Journal finally published a statement pointing out Coram.
是一种含有醋酸他
Lu is a type of vinegar that contains acetic acid.
的危险脱毛剂。
It's dangerous depilatory.
医生们顺着化验单一把扯下了这罐脱毛膏的底裤。
The doctors, following the instructions on the test tube, pulled off the bottom of the can of hair removal cream.
血液毒理报告抓住了潜逃的重金属，而
The blood test revealed the presence of a hidden heavy metal.
神经内科的诊断书则还原了案发现场高。
The neurological diagnosis report, on the other hand, recreated the crime scene.
高浓度他离子顺着血管狂飙。
High concentration tau ions rampage through the blood vessels.
不断掐。
Fragmented.
掐断了周围神经组织的传导。
Cut off the transmission of nerve tissue in the surrounding area.
而且部分损伤还是不可逆的。
Furthermore, even a millimeter of damage is irreversible.
医学界的警报都快按冒烟了，但
The warnings from the medical community have all been ignored.
在现实世界里，示弱的诊断书根本封不掉纽约的化工厂，接力棒交到了监管系统手里。
However, in the real world, the diagnosis reports are not used at all. The New York medical institutions have handed over the baton to the regulatory system.
接下来的剧情完美演绎了资本法则的吃人底色。
The subsequent plot perfectly portrays the cannibalistic nature of the capital law.
1932年。
In 1932.
受害者拿着医学会的定性报告。
The victim held up a report from the medical association.
将 Coramlu 及零售商告上纽约最高法院，超过$2,500,000的民事索赔单砸在了卢布林的办公桌上。
The lawsuit against Coram and retailers, which exceeded $250,000 in civil claims against the New York Supreme Court, was delivered to the Lublin office.
面对公关危机
In the face of a PR crisis,
这家公司在当年的七月份就立马去申请破产。
This company immediately applied for bankruptcy in July of that year.
因为破产法典在这里展现了他给资本当保镖的完美机制。
Because the bankruptcy code here shows the perfect mechanism for protecting creditors.
只要公司实体一注销，债务。
As soon as the company's physical entity is registered as bankrupt,
追溯链瞬间熔断，巨额索
The chain of litigation instantly broke, resulting in a large claim.
随着破产程序基本落空。
With the bankruptcy proceedings failing,
从大量受害者最终几乎没有获得有效赔偿。
A large number of victims ultimately received little or no effective compensation.
还得自己承担后续治疗费用。
Still need to bear the subsequent treatment costs.
而始作俑者卢布林却拍拍屁股华丽退场。
And the initiator, Lubin, simply shrugged and walked away.
民事诉讼走进了死胡同，联邦行政执法那边也是高位截瘫。FDA 官员手里捏着全美的神经受损报告。
The civil lawsuit has reached a dead end. The federal administration is also in a high-stakes game. The FDA officials are holding the nerves of the entire country.
硬是连一张产品下架令都憋不出来。
They couldn't even bring themselves to issue a product recall notice.
只要这玩意儿不宣传。
This thing is not advertised.
能吃能治病 FDA
FDA can eat can cure diseases
就丧失一切执法权法理的缺失
The loss of all legal rights and authority
直接转化成了物理伤害
Directly converted into physical damage
正如1934年国会记录中的众议员指出的那样
As pointed out by a congressman in the 1934 congressional record,
公司破产了。
The company went bankrupt.
但产品仍在销售。
But the product is still on sale.
缺乏
Back.
联邦强制召回滞留在零售终端的毒药库存。
Federal forces forcibly recalled toxic drugs that were left in retail terminals.
依然在合法收割人头
Still harvesting heads legally
只要标签还在交易
As long as the tag is in the transaction
就受法律保护整个系统运作的严丝合缝
The entire system operates in a seamless and legally protected manner
唯独把消费者的神经系统碾成了粉末
Only crush the consumer's nervous system into powder
这罐毒药膏早已跑完了。
This jar of poison ointment is already empty.
它的商业闭环，资本家靠着一纸破产声明提前完成了法务脱身。
His businessman successfully escaped from bankruptcy by using a bankruptcy declaration.
哪怕几年后
，Even if it's years later，
新法案落地，将化妆品这个类目正式收编进联邦监管体系。
The new law will formally incorporate the cosmetics category into the federal regulatory system.
对这些受害女性而言
For these victims,
也于事无补
Useless. Science.
Remru 最终只是化作了那间美国恐怖密室里的一块拼图
Remru was finally just a piece of the puzzle in the American horror movie.
他和一堆大面积脱发的病理照片钉在一起。
It was paired with a pile of pathological photos of extensive hair loss.
静静地陈列在展柜里，等待着几年后的另一场灾难。
The silent exhibits waited patiently in the display cases, awaiting another disaster in a few years.
来彻底炸开联邦立法的闸门，时代的遮羞布刚被扯下一角。
The curtain of the federal legislature's obscenity department has been torn down.
更多披着合法外衣的毒药。
More poisons disguised as legal drugs.
正排着队在来的路上。
Standing in line on the way.